Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to ace the IELTS speaking task, describing a new development in your area. The IELTS speaking test often includes questions about local developments and changes in your neighborhood. Describe a new development in the area where you live is a common topic that could appear in part 2 or part 3 of the speaking exam. Being well prepared for this topic can help you showcase your English skills and boost your band score. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In Part 1, the examiner may ask some general questions about your local area and recent changes. Here are some possible questions. How long have you lived in your current area? What changes have you noticed in your neighborhood recently? Do you think your area has improved in the last few years? Let's look at a sample answer for Question 2. Sample answer, Band 7-8. Well, I've noticed quite a few changes in my neighborhood lately. The most significant one is probably the construction of a new community center. It's been in progress for about a year now and is nearing completion. This development has really transformed the look of our main street, and I think it's going to bring a lot of new activities and opportunities for local residents. Part 2, Long Term. Here's a possible cue card for this topic. Describe a new development in the area where you live. You should say what the development is, when it was built, how it has changed the area, and explain whether you think this development is positive or negative for the area. Sample answer. I'd like to talk about a significant new development in my neighborhood, which is a large eco-friendly shopping complex that was recently completed. This impressive structure was constructed over the past 2 years and officially opened its doors to the public just 3 months ago. It's located on what used to be an abandoned industrial site, about a 10-minute walk from my home. The complex has dramatically transformed our local area in several ways. Firstly, it has revitalized a previously neglected part of town, turning an eyesore into a vibrant hub of activity. The modern architecture, with its green roofs and solar panels, has given our neighborhood a more contemporary and environmentally conscious feel. Moreover, this development has created numerous job opportunities for local residents, from retail positions to maintenance and security roles. It's also become a social gathering point, with its outdoor plaza hosting community events and markets on weekends. In my opinion, this development has been overwhelmingly positive for our area. While there were initial concerns about increased traffic, the developers worked closely with the local council to implement effective traffic management systems. The complex has not only boosted our local economy, but has also fostered a stronger sense of community. It's given us access to a wider range of shops and services without having to travel to the city center, which is particularly beneficial for elderly residents. Furthermore, the eco-friendly aspects of the complex, such as its rainwater harvesting system and energy-efficient design, serve as a great example of sustainable development. This has inspired other local businesses to adopt more environmentally friendly practices. Overall, I believe this new shopping complex has breathed new life into our neighborhood, making it a more attractive and convenient place to live while also promoting sustainability. Examiner's follow-up questions. Has this development affected property values in your area? Are there any negative impacts of this development that you've observed? Sample answers. Band 9. Absolutely, the new shopping complex has had a noticeable impact on property values in our area. Since its completion, we've seen a significant uptick in both rental prices and property sales. Many homeowners in the vicinity have reported increases of up to 15% in their property valuations. This is likely due to the increased desirability of our neighborhood, given the new amenities and improved infrastructure that came with the development. However, this has also raised concerns about affordability, particularly for long-term residents, who may find it challenging to keep up with rising costs. While the overall impact has been positive, there have been some drawbacks to consider. The most pressing issue has been the increase in traffic congestion, especially during peak shopping hours and weekends. This has led to some frustration among residents, particularly those living on the main access roads. Additionally, some local small businesses have struggled to compete with the larger chains in the new complex, leading to a few closures in our traditional high street. There's also been a noticeable increase in light pollution at night due to the complex's extensive lighting, which has affected some residents' sleep patterns and local wildlife. These issues highlight the importance of comprehensive urban planning to mitigate negative impacts of large-scale developments. Part 3. Two-way discussion. In Part 3, the examiner might ask more abstract questions related to urban development and its impacts. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Examiner, how do you think urban development affects the environment? Sample answer, Band 8-9. Urban development has a profound impact on the environment, both positive and negative. On the negative side, it often leads to habitat destruction and biodiversity loss as natural areas are cleared for construction. The increase in impermeable surfaces like roads and buildings can exacerbate flooding and disrupt natural water cycles. Moreover, urban areas typically have higher energy consumption and carbon emissions, contributing to climate change. However, well-planned urban development can also bring environmental benefits. Compact city designs can reduce overall land use and transportation needs, leading to lower per capita carbon emissions. Modern developments often incorporate green technologies like solar panels, rainwater harvesting systems, and energy-efficient buildings, which can significantly reduce resource consumption. Additionally, urban green spaces and parks can help preserve biodiversity and improve air quality. The key lies in sustainable urban planning. This involves strategies like brownfield redevelopment, which repurposes existing developed land rather than expanding into natural areas, and green infrastructure that mimics natural processes to manage stormwater and reduce urban heat island effects. By prioritizing sustainability in urban development, we can mitigate negative environmental impacts while creating more livable and resilient cities. Do you think governments should have more control over urban development? Sample answer, Band 8-9. This is a complex issue that requires balancing various interests. On one hand, increased government control over urban development can lead to more cohesive and sustainable cities. Governments are ideally positioned to consider long-term impacts and public good rather than just short-term profits. They can enforce standards for environmental protection, ensure adequate infrastructure, and promote social equity in housing and amenities. However, excessive government control can stifle innovation and slow down necessary development. Private developers often bring creativity, efficiency, and capital that can be crucial for urban growth. Moreover, overly rigid regulations can lead to housing shortages and affordability issues, as we've seen in some cities with strict zoning laws. I believe the solution lies in a collaborative approach. Governments should set clear, forward-thinking guidelines and standards for urban development, focusing on sustainability, livability, and social inclusion. They should also create incentives for developers to align with these goals. At the same time, there should be flexibility to allow for innovation and adaptation to local needs. Public-private partnerships can be an effective model where governments work closely with developers to ensure projects meet both public and private objectives. This approach can lead to developments that are economically viable, environmentally sustainable, and beneficial to the community. Ultimately, the goal should be to create a regulatory framework that encourages responsible development while still allowing for the dynamism and innovation that private enterprise can bring to urban spaces. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores: revitalize, revitalize, give new life or vigor to. Example, the new development has helped to revitalize our once declining neighborhood. Sustainable, adjective, sustainable, able to be maintained at a certain rate or level. Example, the eco-friendly shopping complex is a great example of sustainable urban development. Infrastructure, noun, the basic physical and organizational structures and facilities needed for the operation of a society or enterprise. Example, the new development has significantly improved the local infrastructure, including roads and public transport links. Gentrification, noun, gentrifying, the process of renovating and improving a house or district so that it conforms to middle-class taste. Example, while the new development has brought many benefits, there are concerns about gentrification and rising housing costs. Urban sprawl, noun, urban sprawl, the uncontrolled expansion of urban areas. Example, careful planning is needed to prevent urban sprawl and protect green spaces around the city. Examiner's advice. To achieve a high score in the IELTS speaking test when discussing urban developments, use specific examples. Relate your answers to real experiences and observations from your local area. Demonstrate critical thinking. Consider both positive and negative aspects of developments, showing balanced analysis. Use a range of vocabulary. Incorporate topic-specific terms and advanced vocabulary naturally in your responses. Maintain fluency. Practice speaking on this topic to improve your ability to discuss it smoothly and confidently. Develop your ideas. Don't just state facts. Explain your thoughts and provide reasons for your opinions. Use appropriate tenses. Ensure you use the correct tenses when discussing past developments and future impacts. Remember, preparation is key. Regularly reading about urban development issues and practicing discussing them will help you feel more confident and perform better in the test. For more practice on describing places and developments, you might find it helpful to review topics like describing a place where you thought things were too expensive, or describing a place you have taken photographs more than once. These related topics can help broaden your vocabulary and improve your ability to discuss various aspects of places and developments. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.